who taught the school, who went to the school, and then I know what they did. I know my grandfather come down here horseback with a machete, and his little, Buford could tell you that better than me, because Pop told it to him.
Yeah.
Left his wife and little child at Chanyetta Tig. Don't plug it in now, don't put this, because I'll make errors. But he come down here and built him a mud house. Built him, I come here horseback, just with his knife and his little bag on his back, and built him a mud house, you know, daubed him a house.
Yeah.
So, and then brought his wife in a pirogue and brought her down here and built it, set up on the front ridge over there. If you come back Monday, we'll get my brother down here with us. He'll come back, and he can tell you better the things that I can remind him, and he can tell it better than I can.
You got something I could write with? I left my pen, I think.
Yeah.
Now, your full name is?
Mabel. Mabel. I was a.
Okay.
Mabel.
And you were born?
On Grand Island, 1911. November the 10th, 1911. I was kidding, and you can use my name. I don't care. I know. Just so you put the truth.
Well, as I said, we're not going to use your name, and use anything.
Listen, did my brother, that thing's playing?
Yep.
Well, I don't want to put all that kind of crap in there.
No, you say whatever you want. I'll ask you questions, and if you want to put a story in, go ahead and do it.
Well, go ahead. But my brother wrote an article in the Reader's Digest in 74 or 75.
Did he?
My most unforgettable character. I got it here. It was about my father, about the island and my father. It would come out in the Reader's Digest.
Yeah. He wrote about his father?
Yeah. He told it, yeah, about my father.
Okay. You said you were
a. I was. Ulysses was my father.
Now this community is.
Pecan Island.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, Pecan Island.
Did you ever live anywhere else?
Yes. I lived about five years in Grand Chenier in Cameron Parish. I married a man from Grand Chenier.
Where is that? That's
just about 20 miles down the road. It's a little community just like this. After I married 20 years old, and I lived 2 years at Grand Chenier, 2 years here, then 2 years at Grand Chenier, and back here the rest of my days. I've been back here 35 years.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, let's see, your occupation, what?
Just housewife, librarian. I was part-time librarian for 28 years. They're pushing me out there in 2 weeks. Making me retire.
When you were coming up, tell me about the schooling they had, the school I had here and everything.
I remember my first day of school. Had a little one-room school, one teacher, and I guess about 25 or 30 pupils, the best I can remember. And about up to the sixth grade. Well, then the next year, it was a lady by the name of Miss Katie that was our teacher, an old maid. Then the next year, well, the people got together and built another room, added to that one room. And an old lady